can't you turn yourself off, alarm clock? Wow, it's sunny outside. Finally. I've got to tell him about this. He wrote to me first. He was up early this morning. Dear Hummingbird, I woke up because I had to go to the bathroom. Then I couldn't get back to sleep. So what do? Talk to you, of course. You're always in my thoughts. Since we're going to have nice weather today, I'm going to finally plant the strawberries. Also, I've been thinking about the garden that I'm going to have when I move over there. I know you love strawberries too, so we'll plant lots of strawberries. Basil. Lots of basil. I really like thinking about what my life is going to be like over there. When we're finally together. I hope you slept well. Norm seems to want my undivided attention right now. So I'm gonna go let this kitty have it. And I'll talk to you later, my love. Love, your Lord of Darkness. Dear my Lord of Darkness. I slept pretty well. And I did not want to wake up. Anyway, after I turned off the alarm clock, I saw that it is beautiful outside. Finally! We have had the rainiest days. I hope you like rain. Because when you move here, you're going to have to get used to it. I would love to hear more about the garden that you want to plant over here. We definitely need to plant strawberries and basil. Ooh, what about blueberries? Can we plant those? What do those grow on? You know, when you talk about how you're going to plant strawberries or you talk about Norm coming into your room, I just always picture what I think your room looks like. You did show me a picture of Norm, so I got to see what he looks like. But I still haven't seen you. But I'm not going to harp on that right now. But I want to know what your bed looks like. I picture Norm jumping up on your bed, wanting all of your attention, and you pushing the laptop aside. What does your laptop look like? I just try to picture everything, the inside of your house. I try to picture your garden where you're growing those strawberries, so the outside of your house too. I just want to see it all. I want to be more a part of your world, if you know what I'm saying. I know you're going to be moving. You're going to be coming over here to live with me. But I still can't help wondering what everything over there looks like. Anyway, I need to go get ready for work. But I just wanted to say good morning, because you're the very first thing that I think about whenever I wake up. And I had to tell you about the nice weather. I love you, sweetie. I tripped on the fucking ice outside. Ah. Yes, it hurts. Fuck. Okay, it sounds like you've got bad news. So if it's bad news, can it wait? Because I can't take any bad news right now. If you can tell, I'm not doing so great. Okay, if you must tell me, what is it? Wait, what? Sue. I just talked to her yesterday. She was fine. Huh? An aneurysm? Oh my god. No, I just need to be alone. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ah. Oh god. Shit like this happens, I always want to tell him. He was just who I've always told everything to. He's not gonna want to hear from me. I need to talk to him. I really want to. Hi. There's something that I really need to talk to you about, and I don't want to type it out. Something happened, and I really, really need to talk to you. Please. I don't think I'm even going to be able to get to sleep tonight. I just really need a close friend right now. Would it be okay if I talk to you about what happened? Is he even gonna respond to that? He responded. Hey, I don't think I'm ready to talk to you yet. I'm sorry. Also, I'm not quite sure why you're contacting me. You're the one who decided to break things off. I hope that whatever's going on turns out to be okay. Take care. Bye. I didn't want to break things off. I ended it because it seemed like you had already let me go long, long ago. Possibly even a year earlier. I was just staving off the inevitable. It stopped seeming like you loved me and like you cared about me. Way before I ever said that we're unhappy and we should end this. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about, and that's in the past. We really don't need to rehash any of that. I just really needed a friend to talk to. But I understand, and I get that you need time before you can talk to me. Take care. Bye. It's been months, and I cannot stop thinking about him. I still want to know what his house looks like. I still want to know what his bedroom looks like, for sure. What does he even look like? Hey, Belly? Hi. I'm okay. Doing as well as I can under the circumstances, I guess. So I wanted to talk to you about something maybe a little random. Well, I'm glad you like random, but I hope you're not going to be upset with me. So I never told you about this, but I had a boyfriend who... No, I never told you about the specific boyfriend. Don't interrupt. Well, we never met. So he was an online boyfriend. He lives far away. So we never got a chance to meet. Anyway, we're not together anymore. But I can't stop thinking about him. And it actually got really serious. I guess I didn't tell you because there's the fact that I've never met him. And it got serious really quickly, too. It felt weird to talk about. But that's not what this is about. So as I was saying, I cannot stop thinking about him. He was actually going to move out here. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. We can talk about that part later. But I'm getting an idea. And I think I need you to stop me. I know his name. And I am thinking about going to his house. We met on Reddit, so it wasn't even like any sort of dating site or anything like that. Doesn't matter where on Reddit. Okay, this I'm not telling you. You don't need to know everything about my life. We were together for a long time, like over a year. So you don't think it would be weird if I went to his house? It's easy enough to get the address since I know everything else about him. Google can tell me that. But are you gonna stop me from doing it? Or tell me why I shouldn't do it? Probably about 2,500 miles. Yeah, it's far. It's far. I know. I feel like I need to do this. No, writing to him doesn't work. He doesn't want to talk to me. Yeah, I know. So then why would he want to talk to me in person? I know. That's basically what I need you to say to me. That's the only reason I can think of for not doing it. The fact that he wants nothing to do with me. So if I see him in person, what's going to be any different? And I would be traveling all that way just to get rejected. Well, no, I'm not even looking for a relationship with him. I just want maybe closure. I'm not sure what the hell I want, but I want to see him. I want my best friend back. Well, okay, you're my best friend. You know what I mean. I have more than one best friend, okay? Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Thank you. You're right. Okay, that's what I needed to hear. I'm just having a moment of weakness right now. All right, bye. Okay, I'm not gonna do it. Oh, fuck it. Ooh, all right, this is the address. It is now or never. I'm doing it. Knock or ring the bell. Or maybe knock on his bedroom window? He told me a little bit about what his house looked like when I asked. First you get to the basement, and then his room is next, and then the kitchen. No, I shouldn't knock on his bedroom window. I'm gonna go to the door. I'll knock. It's less formal than ringing the doorbell. Alright, he told me that he has a similar build as his brother, but that he looks nothing like him. And they even have a different skin tone. When I was looking at his family members online, this was who his brother was. Okay. Because they don't look alike. So that couldn't be him. That definitely looks like I remember his brother looking. Of course, there were no pictures of him. Hi, I'm here to see your brother. Yeah, he's expecting me. Oh, come in. Yeah, I'll come in. Great, thank you. I'll just stay in his room and wait for him to come out of the bathroom. I'm in his fucking house. Holy shit. It's different than what I pictured in my head, for sure. But some things are the same. The black bedspread. And the black sheets. Okay, I need to get into his bed. I've wanted to get into his bed for so long. I don't know, it's weird, but at the same time, we have a history. We've wanted to fuck for who knows how long. I'll leave my clothes on. I'll just be in his bed platonically. Oh my god, I think I smell him in the sheets. He smells good. Oh my god. What am I doing? Hi! Did your brother tell you that I was here? You know me, okay? I am Kendra. Yes. That Kendra. I really wanted to see you. Yes, I broke things off with you, I know. And I'm not here to say that was a mistake or anything like that. I'm not here to try to sway your opinion. I'm not here for any of that. I really, 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 really just wanted to see you. And you won't talk to me when I write to you. So this was kind of the only way to get through to you. It's creepy. I wasn't trying to be creepy. I've wanted to see you. Forever. I've wanted to see your house. Okay, that does sound creepy. The thing is that I've missed you. I've missed you so fucking much. For so long, you were my best friend. You were the person that I talked to first thing in the morning, last thing at night. I thought about you all day long. I told you everything that came to my mind. I shared everything with you. And then for that to just disappear... It's not like I just had a replacement lined up or anything. Who am I going to tell all that stuff to? And then something happened. And I really needed to talk to you. And that's when I really felt alone. Like the most alone that I've ever felt in my life. Yeah, that was when I reached out to you last. I lost somebody. Sue. We were really, really, really close. And it happened just so suddenly. And I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't prepared for it. And I just felt so fucking lonely when I had no one to talk to when it happened. And that's when, I don't know, I had to come see you. Again, I'm not looking for anything from you. I don't know. I had to come see you. Did. And I guess I do want something from you. I want your friendship. I need that back. Please, please, please. Thanks. No, it's not your fault, though. I didn't tell you what happened. And I'm sure that if you knew that she died, you would have been there for me. But I didn't want to talk about it unless I knew that you would have time to talk to me and that you would want to talk to me. Because it was too hard to talk about otherwise. Can you get into the bed with me, please? I promise this is not a sexual request. Can I hug you? I just want to be close to you. Do you know how long I wanted to be close to you? I mean, you were going to move out to where I lived. And we'd never hugged. We'd never done anything before. So I've wanted to hug you all this time. And right now, I just really need to. Thank you. Just a hug, okay? Shit. I'm sorry. Now, I know that you're just doing what I asked you to do, but I can tell your heart's not in it. You do not even want to hug me, and I'm like forcing you to, and that feels wrong. You barely touched me when you hugged me. You really just want nothing to do with me, do you? Yes, I broke it off. It was not because I wanted to. I've already talked about this. I really don't want to rehash this right now. I just wanted to feel close to you, and I still do. Okay, you know what? You don't have to hug me. You don't have to do anything to me. There's something that I really, really want to do to you, though. I've been wanting to do it forever. Stop pushing me away. You're gonna like it, okay? You're gonna like it. And you don't have to do anything in return, okay? Nothing. I'm not expecting anything. I've been wanting to do this for so long. Just let me please you, okay? Let me just give you this. You're gonna like it. I promise you're gonna like it. We used to talk about it all the time. About how when we met, the first thing you'd want is a blowjob, right? Because I told you, I give good ones. Stop pushing me away. Please, 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 please. Just let me do it. It's a blowjob. There's no strings attached. I know we're not dating, but we're friends. We're nothing. Fine, then we're nothing. So what does it even matter? Just close your eyes and think of someone else. No, I need to do this. I'm not letting go. Oh, God. I wanted to do this for so long. Thank you for letting me do it. I wanted to feel you in my mouth. I'm gonna make you feel good, okay? I promise. I'm gonna make you feel so good. We don't have to do anything in return. I need this. I need this so badly. Oh. Oh, yeah. Give in. Just give in. Oh, the sea's not so bad. Why did you take it out? You were just about to come. You can come in my mouth. Please. Please, I want to make you come. I want to make you feel good. It's all I've ever wanted. Just, I need you. God, when I came here, this is not even what I wanted. This isn't what I wanted at all, but just being in your bed and smelling your scent and just being with you. I don't know. I want more. I need more. I just want to, like, melt into you. No, I don't want to go. I traveled 2,500 miles to see you. The least you can do is let me give you a fucking orgasm. What fucking guy doesn't take an orgasm with no strings attached? Just let me help you feel good. And then I'll go, okay? I'll go, I promise. But I want to at least give you that much. I've made you come several times, but it was never with us even in the same room. And I want to make you come for real. We always talked about how we wanted to do that. Finally. Let me have this, okay? God, it's like this urge to just be one with you. You know why I'm taking off my clothes. I told you what I want. I'm not going. Don't get out of bed. I'm on top of you. You could hurt me if you throw me off of you. I'm smaller than you. What if I fall onto the floor and I hit my head and I die? Stop! 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 Stop trying to... Stop! I told you I could get hurt that way! I'm not psycho, I swear. I love you and I care about you. And I just... It's amazing to finally see you, okay? Stop! Please stop! Just come! Please! Please come! Why can't you just give me that? Please! Please, please, please! 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 Stop! 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 If you throw me off of you, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna tell your family that you fucking raped me, okay? Please! I'll be quick! I want to make you come. I want to make you come. I want to make you come. Won't you come? Won't you come? I should not have come here while I was ovulating. That was stupid. So fucking stupid. God. I promise I'll go after you come. Okay? Just come in me! I want to make sure that you come, okay? Just come in me! I don't care if I'm ovulating. I'm a big girl. I know what to do if I get pregnant, okay? Just come in me, please come in me, please. Come in me, please come in. Oh, I'm fucking craving your cum right now. fuck! Oh! Come on, baby, come on, come on, come on. Please, come to me, please. Yes. Thank you. 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 You still pushed me off of you. But you came. Don't you feel like all euphoric now? Yeah? You never want to see me again? Yes, I told you I'd leave after. But I didn't really think that you'd want me to go. I thought maybe we could cuddle. And then I could go. Can we please cuddle, please? Sex is nothing without the emotions and the feelings and the love connected to it. I need to feel that connection before I go, or else this is all going to be fucking meaningless. Think about when you actually loved me. Please? Thank you. I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't feel anything, do you? And I forced you to do this. Oh my God, I forced you to do this. I didn't think I'd ever do that to somebody. I don't know, I guess I just kept feeling like if I showed you how much I loved you and if I made you feel good, it would suddenly change everything. I made it worse. I fucked everything up. I'm gonna go. Just know that I always did love you and care for you, and I never ever stopped. And if you ever do forgive me for this, I'm always here. Always. Take care. Bye.